Well, good morning, people, and how are you today? It's a Saturday morning here in the UK, and surprisingly, it's quite sunny and nice. Of course, I shouldn't really call you people. That's a bit, you know, too much nowadays, identifying as people. I should say a clump of cells, and you can be whatever you want. Then, of course, you can be gender fluid. Now, what does gender fluid mean? Well, I don't know. Maybe it means I can be a man one minute and then be a femon the next. And then I can be something else the next. That's so exciting to live in this world we live in. And I also can identify as a battleship one minute and an orangutan with a bad attitude the next. But, of course, in reality, the patients have actually taken over the asylum, haven't they? There was a film where one flew over the cuckoo's nest. Actually, it was a damn good film. But they were all crazy people. Well, in actual fact, now they look very normal indeed. And of course, wokeness is coming to the UK. It's been here for a while, but it's just getting worse. Just like it did in America. And of course, the rules are you either follow the narrative or push the narrative, or you get cancelled. Now, if anybody knows the series of the Wonder Years many years ago, I never actually saw it because I was outside the country, but it was very popular, I believe. Well, they made a remake of it, as they do all the time, because they can't think of anything original anymore. And generally it's a failure, because they try and make it too inclusive, too woke. And all it really becomes is a propaganda vehicle. When the new series of the Wonder Years apparently had a good showing when it started, but it waned off quite a lot, so it wasn't that good at all, really. But Fred Savage, who was the director and producer of the program, and he was there to draw in the people, of course, because he was the original actor as a boy. Well, anyway, he's been fired for inappropriate conduct, which really could mean absolutely anything. I mean, maybe he said something like, well, that femon can't act, so I can't use her. Ooh, and as we know in this day and age, you're not allowed to degrade a femon. I mean, they're doing that themselves quite nicely. And most certainly, you can't be honest about her faults. Because femons are all good, mostly at everything. They're all empowered now, you know. And they're great actors. I mean, just take a look at the world. They play the victims all the time. And most of them could get Oscars for it. But anyway, nobody knows the reason why he's been fired, but he's been fired by a subsidiary, of course, of Disney. And we all know Disney has gone absolute woke crazy. But it seems to me that they looked at the reviews and it wasn't doing all that real well. And maybe this is just a get-out clause for them. But that's the weapon of these new people, these woke people. Either push the propaganda or be cancelled. Making something nowadays is completely impossible to please everybody and not upset somebody. And when they try to make something that pleases everybody, it becomes a very weak, woke piece of stuff that people are just damn bored with and just don't like it. You see, what they're trying to do is to make everybody think the same way and act the same way, like kind of like robots. And a lot of femons get on with the collective thinking, as throughout history they always have done. But men sometimes find it kind of hard, because they're individual thinkers. They're logical. They need reasons to think that way. They need facts. I mean, there may come a time when individual thinking is a thing of the past. I mean, at the moment, you just get cancelled or sent to Coventry if you don't agree with them and think differently. But later on, it could probably get much, much worse. And you probably are the same as me. You're getting tired with hearing about it all the time on the media and the social media. And you kind of need a break. But the only way to get a real break from it is to get off the planet. But stellar travel isn't quite there yet, is it? Of course, we just kind of got over a pandemic, a fairly serious one. At least we were led to believe. But there's been a pandemic going on for many years before that. A much more serious one. It's called wokeness. which is far more deadly than any pandemic I've ever seen, because it doesn't kill the people, it just makes them into deadless robots. What an uplifting video to start the day. Oh well, I can only get better as the day goes on. You take it easy, people, or clump of cells.